The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Monday, the 29th of October. I'm practicing. I have my Halloween mask on already. It's just mainly just to, you know, so you can't see the red coming from my eyes from this weekend. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew. 2135 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Whip it on us. What'd you do this weekend?
Actually, it was starting to gather up the things that are not traveling with us. And we had a little storage pile outside, and it was tarped up nicely. And tarp compromised, so some things that I wanted to actually ultimately keep were destroyed by the elements and the
what
various
happened?
Rodentia. And
Rodentia.
found some nests. Well, some of it was keepsakes. Like my college diploma.
Oh, dear.
Was destroyed. I just found bits and pieces.
What was that doing outside under
well,
rubble?
I didn't even know it was in that box and some other stuff that corroded and or rotted. And but I took this philosophy. It would have been destroyed had the fire struck us. It would have been destroyed.
Yeah, I think.
I believe it was Confucius said the wise person is prepared to drop their luggage many times.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Confucius says that a person should be prepared to drop their luggage several times. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I like that because it's true. It's a really
good
philosophy.
Just let it go.
It's stuff. Hey, because, you know, Bob is going to be making his trek to Oregon next year, and we'll miss you. But we're excited for you, just like anybody else who's decided to go on a new venture. You wish them well, and we'll have only but the fondest of memories of you being with us and helping us start this station and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Okay, now.
And make the change.
And then, Carl, okay, I'm going to do the weather real fast, and we can kind of reminisce about what happened this weekend. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. The reason I lift it up is because, hi, good morning, it's Monday. How is everybody? Currently 48 degrees. Today will be mostly sunny with just around 71 as our highs. Mostly clear skies tonight with our lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for sunny skies with a high of 75. We just have a few more of those beautiful days, it seems, folks. Tuesday night, lows of 52, and Wednesday calls for 80. Thursday will be 83, and Friday, 83. Yes, I changed my clothes over, but I still have a few things that I can, you know, wear. I'm not into the sweaters yet. And then the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, of the weekend, let's see. Carl was gone most of the weekend because he, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he was taking intensive classes to be
No, it was new
certified.
Classes. It was a new certification for teaching personal defense in your home. So
you went through intense Friday and Saturday,
yeah,
and then taught.
We have to shoot. Yeah, we have to shoot as part of it. Yeah.
And then on Sunday, you taught.
The advanced class. Northern Firearms Instruction.
So basically didn't see him. All except for nighttime.
That's an eight-hour class.
That's intense.
That's an eight-hour class. And I just want to say is that, you know, the concealed carry course that we teach, I'm very confident that people are safe handling a firearm afterwards. The advanced class is presenting the firearm from a concealed position, you know, coat, shirt, whatever, and then putting them through 20 different learning objectives during that day, and then finishing with three scenarios where they have to shoot, where they have to put into practice everything that we've taught them earlier, everything from how to properly present your firearm if you're sitting down, so you don't have to worry about shooting yourself in the butt, to moving and from room to room, in a defensive position. So I just want to say, as all the students just did great. We talked about it afterwards. They're all safe, attentive. And then we got together, and this is the first time that Ted had gotten his instructors from down south up. So we had most of the instructors were all together at one time, taking the class and then shooting together. So it was
great. Great.
Cool.
And
Aaron, Aaron, if you're listening, little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms made no difference. She still shot great. And, of course, Mike, who managed, he has one of those survival belts, kind of, you know, with the little, you know, like with the blade in it.
Mm-hmm.
Managed right before we started during the safety lecture to cut himself.
Oh.
So I got to shout it out there, Mike, but I didn't use your last name. Okay.
Well, I did exciting things like Saturday morning meet my friend right before the church bazaar. And, of course, all the Episcopal Church there, it was really a lot of fun. But sometimes I just wonder about people. You know, I clearly had taken a bench or a chair that I thought would be great. It was a hand-painted chair, and I brought it, and I put it down underneath the table. And, like, you know, I saw people see me do that. Well, I had to go home and get a check because they only take check or cash. And, of course, you know, 5 to 8, you and I both jumped out of bed and went, ah. Anyway, I get over there. And somebody had taken it or bought it. And I guess what you have to do is, I don't know what you do with your dibs pile, you know. But anyway, so it's an annual thing, and it's a lot of fun. And then they have a bake sale, and we go back and meet, you know, Sandy and Bob Morrison. I'm with Lori Goyne, and we have our pie, and we catch up. It's tradition. So I have to make that no matter what. And then Saturday night, of course, I haven't done this in years, or I don't think I've done it ever in Reading. But, you know, my friend Karen, who owns the costume, Chameleon Costumes, loves to just, that's her big thing, is Halloween and dressing. I mean, she has amazing, interesting costumes. It's not like just a mask and it's a detailed, thought out process. So she had 5 victims for her to dress and create crazy. And we went out and painted the town, and it was a lot of fun. Took a taxi home. I don't know. I think it's probably the second time I've ever taken a taxi in Reading. But that was a lot of fun as well.
The girls were dressed like Kiss. And I have photos that we will probably put on Facebook at some point. But it was cute.
And when we come back from our break, I really want to talk about 5 things that you need to know. I'd love to talk with you about these things that are headlines.
We also want to talk about this arson suspect that was caught in Anderson after setting 7 fires. You know what? It's one of those things. I hope it's, in a way, you hope it's the same guy that was in Cottonwood.
Yeah.
So that we've got this guy off the streets. And, of course, we want to talk about 2 other really big things here. The synagogue shooting. And then which, of course, is probably one of the 5 things. But this other thing is, and I'm sure, too, is Bolsonaro won the presidential election in Brazil, the 4th largest democracy. And we're going to hit all of those during those 5 things you have to know. Anyway, we're going to need to take a quick break. Now, after spending 8 hours on the range and coming back, the one thing I do not do, I do not lay down. I do not lay down. I do not go into my sleep number bed. I do not put it on my sleep number setting of 60. I do not lay in the bed to watch TV. And there's a reason for this. Because if I did, my sleep number bed would suck me right in there, and that would be it.
You'd be finished.
And I would wake up at 2 in the morning going, feel really good, but it's 2 in the morning. So, the sleep number beds, and especially their new 360 sleep numbers where you move, it just adjusts to you. So you have a constant feeling of support that you want.
I think I'm ready to try that.
And you know what? And so with the dual air control where – you can do a firmness on either side. Linda, you've got a different setting than I do.
I do. And I set mine at 50 last night.
Ooh. Number setting at 50.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because I can.
Because you can. Now, you know, it's coming up for Christmas, and so you're thinking, what kind of gift can I get somebody?
That would
How
be
about
the best.
This? How about the gift of a great night's sleep for the next 20 years? Is that a good idea? It's, you know what? It works for us. It works for our friends who have a sleep number. We know many people who have gone out and gotten a Sleep Number bed and have been so happy they have. Right now, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. See what that newest Sleep Number 360 smart bed's like. Remember, it's an official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, and you're only going to find Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store. And the newest one, it's your competitive edge from $999. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 29th of October, 2018. It's 48 degrees, going up to 71 today. Weather reports brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday beginning November 3rd at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Gloria.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Wake up.
Laura Branigan.
18 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 29th, Monday, 2018, 48 degrees, going up to 71 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Lion Seed in the Air. it's going down to 47 at night, you may want to have your heating system looked at. If you haven't already, give Alliance Heating and Air a call. Voted best in the North State. It's been here for 25 years, a family-owned business. Martin and Pam, and these are the people that handle all of our HVAC systems at our house. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Okay, lay it on me, hon. Five things I need to know about.
Well, five things we all need to know about. Okay. And this, I might have heard about this, but this is pretty fresh. The Indonesia plane crash.
188 souls.
Yeah, near Jakarta, Indonesia, after a passenger plane carrying 189 people crashed into the sea minutes after takeoff. Lion Air Flight JT610 was on a short flight from Jakarta to Pangkal, Penang, which I've been to Penang, when it disappeared from radar. The plane's fuselage hadn't been located, but debris, including life vests and cell phone and oil slick, has been found in the Java Sea about 30 miles northeast of Jakarta. Passengers on board include 20 officials from Indonesia's finance ministry who were returning from a holiday with their families, as well as a child and two infants. Number two, also tragedy, synagogue attack. We've heard about this. Two inseparable brothers, a dedicated physician, a 97-year-old, described as spry and vibrant. Just a few of the 11 people killed when a gunman barged inside the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's historic Squirrel Hill neighborhood and opened fire. The victims were all remembered yesterday during an emotional interfaith service attended by thousands, noting the city's blue-collar roots. Mayor William Peduto promised Pittsburgh citizens, "We will drive anti-Semitism and the hate of any people back to the basement."
They need to be in the basement. You know, hatred like this. Yesterday, Reading also had a vigil for this. I wish I had known about it and that it had been some time when I could have been there. But the point is that there is no place for hate like this. There is none. The guy breaks into the synagogue spewing anti-Semite epitaphs, starts shooting, he kills these people, and the other thing, the hatred for police, this misplaced hatred for police. You don't see anybody else running into the synagogue to try and stop this. Here come the police, four of them wounded, a couple of them seriously, before they get this guy down. Now, he's still alive, and you know, whether you agree with it or not about the death penalty, you know, you got to take a look at this. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody comes in like this and just because of a person's religion and hates them just for that, and you don't know them.
Well, the attack, believed to be the deadliest on Jews in U.S. history, capped a grim week for us in America, which also saw two black people shot and killed by a man who allegedly tried to enter a predominantly African-American church minutes earlier. And, of course, the packaging bombs mailed to people who had criticized President Trump, allegedly by a man who rallied against minorities.
Well, here's another guy. Even though that the bombs were not what you'd call professional quality or even quality that could work, they still could have caused damage. They were not empty PVC pipes with a firecracker.
Devices.
They were devices that they could have worked.
Cesar Sayah goes to court today. The Florida man accused of sending 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats as well as CNN will be formally charged this afternoon. He's expected to stand trial on five federal crimes and could get up to 48 years in prison if convicted. He was passionately displayed for everyone to see. Social media accounts in the windows of his white van were plastered with messages supporting the president and proactive photos and memes attacking liberals. That's going to be in this thing.
Well, you know what? Of course they're blaming, it's Trump's fault, it's Trump's fault. No, it's the fault of the guy that did it, you know.
One more.
Again, when you start blaming, okay, then why don't you blame the girl with the short skirt because she gets sexually assaulted? Oh, she shouldn't have dressed like that. No, the person that assaulted her was wrong. That's all it is. Blaming Trump on something like this would be like blaming Obama, you know, if somebody, you know what? And there were people attacked, and, you know, conservatives attacked, spit on and all this. Oh, that's Obama's fault. Well, it wasn't Obama's fault.
Okay, number four, Brazil election.
Wow, this is
far-right congressman.
This is huge.
Will be the next president of Brazil. Jair Bolsonaro easily beat the left-leaning ex-mayor of Sao Paulo by a wide margin
10 points.
In this weekend's election. It marks the end to a polarizing and violent campaign that included Bolsonaro getting stabbed in the stomach last month during a rally.
They take it personally down there. Okay, he's a conservative. In fact, no, he goes beyond conservative, I think, in several ways. It's the fourth largest. Did you know Brazil is the fourth largest democracy in the world?
This guy has a history.
The fourth largest democracy in the world. Okay. There was anger at the ruling class, corruption, violence that was rising in the country. People had it. He was an outsider. And are we hearing this from country after country, is that people were tired of the status quo. They're tired of the same people running things, that there were no changes, all of this.
Hmm.
Anyway, but this man, he says some things.
It says he has a history of making misogynistic, racist, and homophobic remarks, that there are concerns his victory could threaten human rights and ecological preservation.
But the LSMFT? No,
LBGQ2QFT,
yeah. We're backing him in this. And they say, wait a minute, this guy has made comments. And they go, but we believe that he's going to drive crime out, which makes us safer.
Hmm.
No, it's strange. It's going to be something interesting to watch what happens down there. But it's like you said, during a campaign spot, somebody stabbed him, and they weren't sure you were going to be able to keep campaigning.
Well,
he won big.
Okay, so we know what else.
We are increasingly going off the rails here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but there were a lot of people who went off the rails last night with the World Series. Now, I have to share with you that Saturday night, here I am with my peeps, my girls.
Dressed in Kiss costumes.
We're ready to go hit the town. There's a couple, you know, the crazy witch and the, I mean, just out there. The girl with the woman with the three-face mask. Where did we start? In one of the girls' living rooms, sitting there drinking some concoction that's a, you know, cocktail for Halloween, watching the World Series. I said, what is wrong? We're watching the World Series. We're ready in these costumes. It was really funny. But anyway, one of the best teams ever. That's what a lot of people are calling the Boston Red Sox this morning after the team won the Fall Classic with a 5-1 drubbing in the Los Angeles Dodgers last night in Game 5 by taking the series 4-1. The Red Sox, who won 119 games, claimed the franchise's ninth World Series title and fourth since 2014. Now the city of Boston preps for a championship parade, either Tuesday or Wednesday, complete with ticker tape and duck boats.
Well, you know, the thing about the game is these guys are relentless. I mean, it's
scrappy guys.
They just keep going, and it's single home run, load the bases, get a double. I mean, they're just relentless on the pitching. And then so what do you remember about that game? I remember one thing about the game. I remember, you know, several things, but the one thing I really remember, and I can't help but agree, there was Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel sitting together. Each of them had a shirt on that said, "I'm with Stupid," pointing in the opposite direction. And Ben Affleck's there trying to figure out what's going on. I swear they had him on the screen for like a minute. And these two guys, how can I disagree with what they're saying? I'm with Stupid. I think they're right. And Ben Affleck sitting there drinking, "Can I have a Coke? Can I have a Coke? Can I have a Coke?" Oh, all right. In case you didn't know, Affleck just got out of the...
Oh, man.
Out of the resort again. It's like his fourth time getting dried out.
Okay, a couple other things. Japan's princesses, Ayoko, is the princess no more. She gave up her royal status to marry the man that she loves.
Well, just like you, sweetheart.
And also, those 12 boys from that Thai soccer team rescued from a cave earlier this year got a special treat, hanging out with players from Manchester United.
Which is another soccer team. All those not following this. The big thing, again, bringing it back home, is they've caught that arson suspect. They've saturated the area down in Anderson. There's all those fires. They had photos, videos of the car. They caught the guy. Now we have to figure out, and is this the same guy for Cottonwood? Anyway, he's 19 years old. His bail is, I think, $800,000, $1 million, something like that. He's not going anywhere right away. Good news for that. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. We've got Dave Kehoe coming
to our show here at 8 o'clock. And in between, we're going to be running a number of things. You know, I do want to say one thing before we go any further here. Every so often, things are said on this show. And not necessarily by us, but it could be somebody calling in. It could be a guest. It could be from another show. That causes consternation. Causes consternation to the point where a person that was on the show the other day has been getting threatening phone calls. And not from the person he's talking to, but other people out there. I want to remind everybody that, you know, every show that we have here, especially, you know, on Linda and our show, it's all copyrighted. And the only way you can put that out there on the air is if we give you permission. And if you don't get permission from us, you can't publish it anywhere. Now, we've always given permission. Once somebody asks, you said, yeah, why don't you do this? Or we will say, hey, look, why don't you put this on your website? But unless you ask permission, we don't give it. And if it's playing anywhere else, we're going to have it pulled. And if you don't, and if it's not pulled, we'll sue you. And we'll sue you to the law's extent. Now, I just want to point that out. I've got other shows here that they buy these shows, and that's theirs. Okay? I mean, that's their show. But we, on our show, own these shows. So I just, you know, and I hate to think that people that would get into an argument that their followers then feel like they have the right to call, harass any of these things to anybody that's been a guest on our show. I will not stand for it. I will confront the person who's done it, and I will make sure these things are taken down. I'm very serious about this. I will not have people harassed, have their homes called, have threats made. Even if they're not direct threats, but threats made. That's not the way we do business. It's not the way I do business. I will not stand for that. Linda will not stand for that. I want to make this real clear to the person today. We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 9600.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
It's in.
Friday night.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios KCNR 1460. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Five Sax is the International Saxophone Quintet. And we're talking with our gal from Shasta Live. Good morning. Introduce yourself.
Jane Whitman. I'm with Shasta Live. We're having our second concert of the season on this coming Friday. At the Cascade Theater, 7:30, and we're inviting everybody to come. It's just a great show.
All right, we've got tickets, so we're going to be giving those away. If you, let's see, you played what the first thing you played off of that you looked up, Bob, was what was the title of that?
It's called the Pirates Medley, and that little clip we heard there was, of course, from Pirates of the Caribbean. And the CD is called. Five Sacks at the Movie. So apparently it's several of your favorite movie themes done in their own style.
That's right. This is just one part of their concert. They do all kinds of music, and this is a big section of it where they do movie musicals.
Okay, so I'm looking at their bios. A modern-style saxophone quintet featuring five musicians from around the world. The individual members are all established solo musicians who represent a significant international presence and hold many prizes from important national and international competitions. They converged in Vienna from all around the world, united by modern conception of virtuosity and the constant urge to push the limits and performance. So if you're really in, if you love horns, which I do, I love wood, woodwinds especially, this Friday presents Five Sacks. Now, Jane Whitman, we know that has been with Shasta Live, what, 20-some years now?
About that, yeah.
And you go to Nashville every year and watch these acts that all come from all over the world and for very much like a theater like ours or your five performances that you get to choose. Or
yeah, we have four performances. Yeah, we choose from about, they give us about 25, 26 to select from.
So then our
board of directors decides what to bring here.
Right. So Friday, October 12th, you had Vocal Trash, we had you on before then, and it was a Broadway-style production using custom instruments. I bet you that was fabulous.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was so fun.
Well attended?
For the kids in the morning, we had almost 1,000 kids there.
Oh, man,
but
that's so great.
Yeah. 1,000 kids in one spot.
Yes.
And that's
wait a minute.
Wait, here we go.
1,000 kids in one spot.
Okay. That was given to Carl a couple years ago, and he only pulls it out on special occasions.
Something like that.
So anyway, what's really great about your program, too, with Shasta Live, is you do these concerts for the kids.
Right, yes, and it's free to the schools. They don't have to pay anything. They just have to get the kids to the Cascade Theater.
So you've got one coming up this Friday,
yes,
which is Five Sacks, and we just told you all about these players and how wonderful it must be for these guys to get together and think, how can we put on a concert with five saxophones for an hour and a half show? And do something like, what do they do? But they don't just sit there and play.
No, they don't. They do music from, there are five performers from all over the world, from the United States, from Poland, from Hong Kong, from Italy, and from Chile. And they all met in Vienna and did a show of street theater. They started with street theater and performing on the streets. And then they've toured all over the world together. And so and they do all kinds of music. They do music from Italy, from Spain, from Hungary, from the Balkans, from Brazil, Bossa Nova, from Argentina, the tango, and then the Hollywood theme music, which they're going to do stuff from, like the Pirates of the Caribbean you heard, and they'll do things from James Bond, My Heart Will Go On, Looney Tunes, Mario Brothers, and the Simpsons theme. So those are all things that they do. And they have choreography. They dance and play their saxophones as they dance around the stage. It's quite a show. Really fun show.
So well, kind of in the genre of the piano guys and two cellos and those ensembles.
The ten tenors.
Yeah.
But they dance too. I mean, imagine dancing saxophonists. It's very interesting and fun.
So anybody ever been hurt doing that?
No.
Maybe
they're very light footed.
Maybe by playing the saxophone if you don't know how to, because you need a lot of breath control. And so here's the beautiful thing is that Shasta Live has brought us four tickets, and I would really like to give the four away as a set. So mom and dad, or two couples, or a family, if you're looking to do something that's special, go see a concert, because those are the gifts that keep giving. You have these great memory, get to see something, and we're giving those away live right now. Give us a call at 605-4567. And you can go to this concert this Friday night that's called Five Sacks. But I think that the title of the name that they call themselves is way beyond Five Sacks.
Yes. They do more, much more than that. And they interact with the audience. They're just a fun group. They're just a bunch of fun guys.
You know
can't
what?
Imagine.
If it was just five guys up there playing sax,
yeah.
They would not be touring for long as they have.
No.
And you're right. They get out. They interact with the audience, the dancing, the different things going on. So if you would like to go there, we have, like Linda says, four tickets. You know, make it a family night, or make it a double date night.
Yeah,
Linda
night.
And I are double dating this week with with a couple, with the friends of ours, because we want to also go see a...
Something special
for us, too, for the four of us. So,
all right, we have Donna.
Donna,
now ask Donna if she wants all four.
Oh, you want all four?
Well, as we all sit here and listen, yes. Did you want all four?
No. I want to make sure, I know.
Okay, I just want to know, then we have two more tickets to give away for the sacks. The Five Sacks.
Which is Friday night,
November 2nd.
Remember, these
really
guys are
nice.
International.
What a great, great night. You know, we're entertaining this whole weekend. And I say entertaining, emceeing, and doing things this whole weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's because it's that time of the year. And what a great time way to start off the year.
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun.
My gosh. So we've got two more tickets, and we'll give those away here in the next few minutes.
Good.
That's this Friday. This is down at the Cascade Theater,
7:30.
And how much does it cost?
Well, individual tickets are $40 for adults and $20 for students. But there's still an opportunity to buy a membership for Shasta Live, and that's $80 for an adult, $40 for a student, and that's for three more shows that we're having this year. So it's still a good deal to buy a membership.
Great deal.
And that's through the Cascade Theater box office.
Super. Okay. And this is just, they continue to bring in these really good shows. And, Friday, what night was it?
It's this Friday.
No, it was Saturday. We were going out. I was taking you to your first Evolution. Bobby, okay, buddy?
I was just going to say an allergy attack. Whoever tried to call just now, please call back. Just as I picked up the phone, I sneezed and dropped it.
Yeah, he hung up on you because he sneezed.
Okay, but you call back 605-4567 for these extra two tickets for Friday night's Five Stacks. You're going to miss out if you don't, because it's going to be great. Go ahead.
No, I'll take this on the other side about what we saw Saturday night right here in Reading. And this is one of the reasons is Shasta Live, your show coming on like this Friday, because it is just downtown is buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or it's a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst will fix it for you. A total professional. He's been in this business for a couple of decades. He's been to the many schools. He's quality. He's a veteran, and he will not waste your time. He's going to look at it. He says, yeah, I can fix it. He gives you a fair price. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you that and give you a suggestion on who to take it to. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. And?
Joan, congratulations, Joan. Both Joan and Donna, these tickets will be at 1326 Market Street. That's right here at our station, and we'll have them under your name. So congratulations for this Friday night show, Five Stacks. Encourage you, all of our listeners, to go out and support the arts. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hardworking person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs in the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale. Now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Okay, this is my favorite. This was the song right here. Wait. Okay. Number one, just beeline to the DJ and ask them to play this song. That was it. Then hit the dance floor and wouldn't stop all night long. Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Quick, what's the track title?
Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, no. Let's shout.
What?
Let's dance.
Actually, it's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Oh, okay.
I should start singing. He only wrote three songs and put 15 different titles on them. Oh, my God. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Dave Kehoe was supposed to be on today. I, you know, and I say that because it's in my book, but, you know, things could have happened since I put it in my book. But I'm pretty sure Dave will be here. This portion of the show brought to you by Holly Bail Bonds. You know, right now SB 10 is going to take away bail. It means not only does it put more people out on the street, we can't just keep a person in because they can't pay for it, you know, to get loose. And you know, the bail bond companies do so much more than that. But the bottom line is that there's a petition on that's going to come on and take on SB 10. And you've got to go on down to Holly's Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street. Go down, sign the petition by November 26th. I've signed it. Linda signed it. Bob's going to sign it if he hasn't signed it already. SB 10 was wildly opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights, ACLUs against it, and all the police. So you got to figure this has got to be bad if it's on both sides and public safety leaders. But the only way you can overcome this is by signing this petition by November 26th. Again, Holly Bail Bonds, 1737 Placer Street. Okay. Hey, you know, on Saturday night, as I was taking a carload of KISS people down to their launching pad, the city was filled with people. Downtown Reading was filled with people. It, you know, there's that four-way stop there, right there by the, I'm sorry, it's a three-way stop right there by the Cascade, the street the Cascade's on. And it was difficult getting across there because so many people are walking in the crosswalk. They're making their pass right there. Of course, everybody's polite. But so many people were downtown. So many people were having a good time. Businesses were open, and I can just see this. This is just a harbinger of what we're going to see.
That was great.
You know, when we get these new buildings in there, new businesses. We were on one night. Was it Friday night when we got back? We were listening to Chicago.
There was a band outside the old police station here. Yes, and we heard that was a $30 cover charge. Some people went to the park. I want to call it the trailer park. It's not the park, but the park. And
it's food trucks.
Yeah, the park. Okay, well, they call it the park, though.
It's not the trailer park.
No, but believe it or not, in Mexico, there's a place called the trailer park, and it's some of the best lobster you've ever had in your life in Cabo. Right. So you call it the trailer. And it isn't a trailer park. Nice trailer park. But anyway, so that's why it just went in my mind. Anyway, the park, very nice. People are loving it. It's a downtown action. And then they have this party with this band that we could hear because we lived downtown. I was like, God, we were trying to sleep. And I said, you think they're going to stop at 9 or 10? Of course, I wasn't complaining because the music was so good. And there was a full-on horn. Somebody was saying the bus came in. I don't know what the name of the band is. If you guys can tell us about it, I'd love to hear about it. The band, they said they had costumes. It was a full-on marching band because you could hear the da 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 da. You hear all these wonderful horns. And I thought, God, these guys are good. They played a variety of, but then you could hear the crowd roaring after every number. So I thought, well, that's exciting.
Well, it's the type of thing that we want to see downtown. And take back downtown. The more people you have downtown, the less problems you have downtown. And the fact that people that are just looking for a place to sleep or get out of the way or something, if you've got whole areas filled up with people, that's not where they're going to be at. They move to another area, you might say, like South City Park. Anyway, but I found that really interesting and really upbeat for, to see all that going on and wanted to share that with everybody. Hey, this week we have, besides David Kehoe coming in, we have Joe Comente will be here Wednesday. Of course, Haven Humane, the last Tuesday of each month. Thursday, of course, Trish and I are going to be here, but I'm trying to get in Ken Murray because I want to go over all of the propositions that we see out there. No on 8. Yes on 8. No on 10. Yes on 10. All of these. We want to sit down. We want to talk about them. If you haven't voted on them yet, which many of you haven't. To go on and kind of tell you what they are, tell you why that, or not tell you, but offer up to you the reasoning behind the propositions, and we'll do that Thursday, and we'll hit the main ones. There's a number of them out there that, when you see it, if you vote no on this, you're going to save everybody's life that's on dialysis. I'm not sure that that's true. And then you see others that other bills that are, this is supported by the Democratic Party and all the unions. It's opposed by the Republican Party and all the free thinkers. I mean, it's just now. I mean, you're looking at it. It's a politically hot potato. So you have to look at that one, too. I want to go over that one. That's going to be fine. I think that one's. I want to say 10, but I have to go back and look at all the problems. There's so many of them. And the way they're written, it's criminal the way they're written. The one that turned all the criminals loose was like, keep our streets safe, Proposition 47. Yeah. What was that?
You just vote on the title.
That's what people do. They look at it. Or they don't know, and they go, well, I'm just going to vote yes. Or I'm going to vote no on every proposition.
Then they get written so that a no is a yes.
Yeah. See, that's the worst part. So you got to understand it. So when you say, no, I'm not going to do that, well, what you just said was yes. Anyway, that was not a rant. That was just a little explanation of what's going on.
All right. We're going to go November 6th.
Okay. Republicans vote November 6th. Democrats vote November 8th. November 8th. No, that's...
Something has got to be done.
And do you know that we changed where we used to go up to the Catholic Church, and now it's changed. We're at the
Veterans Hall down there.
Yeah.
But, here's the thing is, everybody needs to vote. If you haven't voted yet, and a lot of people vote, on the ballots, mail-in ballots. But if you haven't voted, you need to vote. I don't care what you vote. I don't care if you cancel out my vote or I cancel out your vote. The point is you get out and vote and you have something to say.
That's right.
The fact that if we don't have at least 70% voting, that's pathetic. Think about it. Think about these people that are voting in these other countries and they get blown up when they go to a polling place. Think about it. I mean, when is the last time we've ever worried about getting blown up at a polling booth? And you know what? Just like, back down in the civil rights back in the 50s and early 60s, that may be, but it's not now. It's not now.
Mm-hmm.
You can just walk in on a nice sunny day in your flip-flops and a Speedo, and you could, and walk in there and vote. That's the way Bob votes.
I'm not sure, November.
Bob goes in with a Speedo and his flip-flops, and he votes because he wants, and then he gets a little patch right on his shoulder.
You want to hear another headline when we take up? Dozens of countries are stepping up efforts to levy new taxes on technology giants such as Alphabet, Google, and Facebook, hoping to capture revenue from digital services as economic activity increasingly shifts online. Inspired by European Union proposals to impose a tax based on revenue of tech companies rather than their profit, South Korea, India, and at least 7 other Asian-Pacific countries are exploring new taxes. Mexico, Chile, and other Latin American countries, too, are contemplating new taxes aimed at boosting receipts from foreign tech firms.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, foreign tech firms aren't paying any money and taking a lot of money out of the country. Now, here's the thing. have we become, has it become a monopoly? Facebook, Facebook, Snapchat, Pinterest. Are these truly, Bob? Are these truly a Bob's leaving? Should these be treated like a monopoly, like in a like Theodore Roosevelt treated the steel companies?
I think that when these companies reach a certain level, I mean, let's face it, Amazon's
there,
$2+ billion in a quarter,
yeah,
and yet it wasn't good enough. The investors lost, you know. The stock lost points.
Yeah, but
these
what
companies
I'm saying is,
have such power now.
Yeah, have we reached a point where we need to start treating them like a monopoly and start busting them up?
I think
the
big companies are buying up the small companies and the small companies.
What did you just see happen? IBM just bought up Red Hat today, the largest one. Now, why is IBM doing that? To give them an online presence so they can start selling stuff like Amazon.
Yeah.
So the question is what happens when you've got maybe six companies controlling all of the social networks?
Well, that's kind of where we're at right now.
That's right.
That's what Zuckerberg wanted.
We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Reports today of another suspicious package surfacing. CNN says a parcel addressed to its headquarters has been intercepted at the Atlanta post office. The Florida man who's charged with sending explosives and suspicious packages to more than a dozen prominent Democrats also threatened at least one Republican.
The Arizona Republic reports that Cesar Sayak posted threats aimed at GOP Senator Jeff Flake, who had called for an FBI probe of then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. According to the paper, one post included an aerial photo of Flake's home along with the comment, "Very nice house, Jeff. A lot of entrances." The post continued, "We will see you, Cheryl, and your family soon." Sayak was charged last week with sending explosive devices to more than a dozen critics of the president.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Robert Bauer is accused of the massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue, left 11 people dead, 6 others wounded. Will have his first court appearance later in the day. Bowers, who was hit while trading gunfire with police, has now been released from the hospital. Investigators working to determine the cause of a jetliner crash off Indonesia. The Lion Air 737 went down early today.
Officials are saying that they are not expecting to find any survivors from the crash of the Lion Air plane that had 189 people on board. The search for bodies has finished for the day. They have so far recovered about 10 body bags of human remains and now being transported to a Jakarta port along with personal belongings found in the sea. The identification process will start from there.
That's correspondent Stephen Wright in Jakarta. Stocks flying high today on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 297 points for a gain of more than 1%, and the S&P is up 39 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an Army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find hope, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
An election in Israel. We got the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israelis running for mayor and city council are searching for final support before the nation votes on Tuesday. In Jerusalem, Arab-Israeli Ramadan Dabash has survived threats and attacks on his family to wage a lonely battle for city council. The 51-year-old engineer hopes the polls are wrong, and his Arab constituency agrees that you have to be in it to change it. Ironically, most of his support is coming from Jewish Jerusalemites. The key issue for Dabash is parity for predominantly Arab East Jerusalem neighborhoods, compared with Jewish neighborhoods in West Jerusalem. Experts say a strong showing could override fatwas and other edicts by Muslim clerics forbidding Arabs from joining the Israeli political process. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Officials in Austin, Texas, have lifted a boil water notice.
The precaution was implemented on October 22nd after the city's water supply was filled with silt, mud, and debris from recent heavy rain and flooding. A statement on the Austin City website said the notice was rescinded as of 3 p.m. Sunday after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality reported test results showed the city's tap water met purity standards. The rescinding comes a day after the West Travis County Public Utility Agency lifted its boil water notice, which affected 8 water utilities serving western and southern Austin suburbs. Val Dior reporting.
Well, there have been a few bad apples, but New England's crop of its signature fall fruit is only slightly behind last year's. The New England Apple Association says this year's forecast for an average season appears to be pretty much on target. And again on Wall Street this morning, a rally on the first day of the trading week with the Dow up about 270 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott and Dave Kehoe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on October the 29th, 2018. Good morning. And Linda, what's it look like?
Oh, good morning, everybody.
As far as the weather this
week. Oh, I just love October. It's my favorite month of the year.
You better love it real quick.
I know, but I still have a good 3 whole days to just keep loving this incredible weather. It's going to be mostly sunny with our temperatures around 71. That's our highs today. Mostly clear skies with our lows of 47. Tomorrow, Tuesday, calls for a sunny day with our temperatures around 75 and clear skies at 52. Wednesday will be mostly sunny. Now we're going up a little bit in temperature, 80 on Wednesday. Thursday will be 83 and Friday 83. Beautiful weather, clear skies. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful week. No rain in sight, is there?
No, but it's okay.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get it sooner or later, won't we?
We will. It'll come. And I just want it to come. It has to rain during the night, very gentle rain for several days, so it doesn't wash anything down off of the hills.
Yes.
I'm not asking too much here.
Yes, I just wanted to let people know that tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting, we have Kathy Darling Allen coming in. She's our registrar of voters. And there are people who have questions about the ballots and the process of how they count the votes and all those kinds of things. So I thought it'd be good to have her out this week before people go to the polls and vote. And if people have questions, they're invited to come tonight. Our meeting starts at 6 o'clock, and it's at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
Well, you know, somebody put something on our chat room today, Sally, that because Kathy keeps track of the statistics, I'm sure, who votes from out of state and all these kind of things. There's somebody put a question, and I'm not going to repeat it here, but it's on our chat room. If you get a chance to look at it, you might want to ask her that.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay. Just, you know, and it's about people from out of state. That's all I'll say about it. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
That's tonight at 6 p.m. at the it looks like a church where you're at.
Yes, it does. Right across from the fire station.
Right across from the fire station at 6 p.m. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're here with Shasta County Supervisor, District 1, David Kehoe, who's running for re-election.
Good morning, Dave.
Top of the morning to both of you. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Oh. Absolutely. We're, if you don't mind, we're going to take calls. And,
sure.
And this is your hour to talk of what, you know, what's your platform, what you plan on doing, and I'm sure there's all kinds of questions.
There is. And if our phone number lines here, of course, is 605-4567 if you have a question for Dave. You know what? I'd like to start with something that's near and dear to all of our hearts.
Sure.
The car fire.
Yes, sir.
You brought in the latest incident action plan and debris removal project. Would you mind sharing with our listeners
Sure. This? Thank you, Carl.
I mean, what? First of all, statistically and even more important, homeowners are being helped.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm referring, of course, to this car incident debris removal project, and we have a report that I send out mostly to constituents, but I thought I'd bring it in this morning for you folks. It's a very comprehensive report, and it indicates what we're getting done on the ground. You can look out your front window here, and you see nonstop trucks hauling debris down to the Anderson area. So for the benefit of your listeners, to date, as of the 29th, OES has spent $54 million to clean up 560 parcel. This is really conspicuous. When you look at what's happening up here in comparison to what's happening down in Napa, Sonoma, we've had nothing but positive reports about this.
And you know what, Dave, if I could jump into this too, and this is purely anecdotal from my side, from talking to people. These people from this, that are doing this cleanup are on schedule.
Right.
They do a good job.
Right.
People seem to be very happy with it. Now, we had an opportunity, and we talked, of course, to Barry Tippin and, in the county. Napa, Sonoma down there. They're a year out now from those fires, and their reconstruction is going really slow and all this. They bought into the Army Corps of Engineers, and I'm not slamming the Army Corps of Engineers, but it's a big bureaucracy. True. We at the city and the county had a chance to do that. Why didn't we do that?
Well, I think based on past experience, Shasta County, City of Redding, have learned a heck of a lot from the experience of Napa Sonoma. And they involved the Army Corps of Engineers. There were a lot of reports, as you have indicated, about the bureaucracy involved in about how they cleaned up the parcels.
Mm-hmm.
They tended to excavate too much on the individual parcels, and then the homeowner had to come back in and repair that work.
Had to put it, had come back in and bring fill.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Right. Keep in mind, though, that we have benefited greatly from the experience of Napa Sonoma.
Yeah,
and we've learned from that, and we've done things differently.
Well, the city invited those gentlemen up, and the county to talk to the homeowners that said this is what we ran into. Plus, I think there were also city officials that came up.
Absolutely,
that was really a good move on our part up here, the city and the county, because without that, if we had been first, we might have been facing the same problems they were. But they, losing as many homes as they did, and their cleanup here, and I'm not at all downsizing what we had. I mean, here's our county that had over a thousand homes,
that's right,
disappear.
You have put your finger on the most important thing. Up here, we had non-stop meetings with those that were affected by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
We had folks out at the centers there giving valuable advice to people on how they should proceed. That's a key element in our restoration project. But let me take this opportunity to tell you that this is only the first. What we need to do is we need to prevent this from happening in the future.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take that as a break because I need to get to Ranger Rick here. He's got a question. But when we come back from that, I want to talk about this, the plans for getting rid of the ladder fuel, because I think we all I think we all realize that we had areas here that were in areas that were supposed to be controlled, but there's no money for it. But areas here that should have been had it been cut back. You know, it's one of those things that nobody expected our town to catch on fire.
That's correct.
We were one street away from evacuating the whole downtown area. One street. Roger Moore, Chief Moore, told me if it had jumped Bonaventure, we were all leaving.
Yeah. And so, I live to the west of you.
Yeah.
So we were in the same situation.
Yeah, we were all in the same area there.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, I want to hear what the county does. And, of course, you represent the city as part of the county supervisors.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones first.
Sure.
Ranger Rick, you have a question for
Dave Kehoe.
For Dave Kehoe, Supervisor District 1. Hello? Ranger? Hello? Rick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on. You're on. You have a question for Dave Kehoe.
I had you on mute. Sorry about that.
Don't mute
me.
Hey,
look, I wanted to thank Supervisor Kehoe for responding to VFW Post 1934 the other day. I sent him a letter. He responded. We're concerned about the, you know, moving and relocating, especially in these times when property is probably at a premium, and trying to relocate. He put us on track with some good information, and we're going to follow up on it. But I got to tell you, all your listeners, from our post and our efforts to provide car fire relief funds, three of our members were burnt out, and they are leaving. One is moving out of the state entirely, and two, I think, is moving up into Siskiyou County. And the other one, not quite sure yet, but he wants to leave. And the other one, by the way, is a story that I'm going to be doing an interview about a World War II vet that stayed and fought the fire himself in Old Shasta. We're losing these guys day by day.
World War II vets. We got to take a break here, but why are they leaving? Are they leaving just because, but not because they're not being helped, or are they just leaving because they've had it?
Well, they're leaving because of the politics. Hmm. They're leaving. One young lady is building, and she's does not want to live in a moonscape. And I guess her area was totally burned. She had three structures up there in some place, and she just does. It's an ugly reminder of seeing all the burnout in her sense. The other guy is leaving. He just, you know, it was a good time for him to leave. He sees no reason to remain in California.
You know what? And unfortunately, some of our listeners too said that hey, you know, we're going to listen to you on the computer, but you know, it's time to go after something like this. Okay,
yeah,
thanks a lot, Rick.
I listen to you a lot from Nevada. Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rick.
All right, bye.
All right. Hey, we're here with Shasta County Supervisor David Kehoe, running for re-election for District 1. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is there for you. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home, and Sharon will give your loved ones that type of care. We'll be right back after these messages, 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, 29 October. Going to be up to 71 today. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek draw. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots, more ways to win big. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, that wasn't what I had intended to play.
Good music there, buddy.
No, I know.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here, Carl and Linda Bott, with David Kehoe, running for re-election and for supervisor, District 1. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Been in the business since 1983. Judy Maxwell handles our insurance. And she's been helping families, seniors, and business owners. So, like I said, since 1993. You got a question about fire insurance? This is a lady. Health insurance? This is a lady. And more. 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we're here with David Kehoe, Supervisor District 1. How long have you been there?
20 years.
20 yeah. years.
Before that, I was on the Reading City Council for about 7.
And then plus you, but you retired also from the?
U.S. Forest Service.
U.S. Forest Service.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you do while you were there?
Well, I was very fortunate in my career in the Forest Service. I started out in construction. Then I worked in fire management. In those days, they used to call it fire control. And I have a, hey, that's progress. So now they call it fire management. Thank you.
So we manage the fire.
Yeah, that's right.
But we know we don't.
But the thing is that it's apropos. That background is really applicable to what's happening to our community right now because I have a firm grounding in fire behavior, fire chemistry. I know what has to be done. And it'll probably come back to your question, but I want to add some things.
Okay.
I want to share with you my experience from years ago. When I first got on the Reading City Council, I had a piece of property where we live on the west side. I got a call one day from Reading Fire Department, and they were very nice, and they said, Dave, we think it's a good idea if you would go in and clean up your property. It's just a small lot. And so I went up there, I cut off the grass, I trimmed up the trees, and all of that. And then I looked around to the west, and not more than 100 feet away is the city of Reading Greenbelt there. chuck full of fire fuels. So I called him and I said, well, I've done my share and I've cleaned up my area. What are you going to do about the green belt? And they were very candid. They said, we don't have the money. We don't have the resources to do anything about it. Well,
how about volunteers?
They didn't seem, that was not an option to them.
Okay.
But remember, years ago, no one was real interested in this type of greenbelt management. So I brought it to the city council, and I talked to them a little bit about it. And again, the city either didn't have the inclination or the resources to do that. Well, that's been quite a few years ago. Now, one of the top three things that are on people's minds is fire recovery and how do we prevent this from happening in the future? How do we prevent this from happening in the future? I have the answer.
Okay.
I put together a little more enthusiasm, Carl.
Well, you know what? You know what? The thing is that we've had these areas out there, these districts out there that should have been cleaned for years. They've been identified. They've had who's supposed to do them and all these things, both for the city and the county. And it hasn't been done. Would you agree?
Prima facie evidence it hasn't been done.
Okay. Obviously, it hasn't been done. So, I want to hear your plan because it hasn't been done in the past.
Right.
Of course, it is on everybody's mind because we just burnt down our county and parts of our city.
Right.
So, how do you plan on addressing this, and is it going to take money out of taxpayers' pockets?
General taxpayers' money? That's one of the proposals that seems to be on the table.
Yeah, I'm hearing that from the city about these fire fire districts that you get a tax on you if you live, I guess, anywhere in the city to take care of certain other areas.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what's your plan?
Let's step back a little bit. Why? And we're talking primarily about the city here.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the city planning commission and the city council allow those developments to be built up on these ridgetops with all of this ladder fuel right underneath it? You had grass, you had brush, you had timber, you had decks, and then you had the houses.
So why did they?
I can't answer that
question. Okay, so that was a rhetorical question.
I think the answer is that it was not a paramount consideration at the time.
They did not consider that a problem.
And how much are they making on impact fees per house?
Yeah, that's an aside. But they obviously did not take it in. But you said you have a solution.
Well, I think if a developer buys 10 or 15 or 20 acres and can subdivide lots, that's what's happened. And a lot of people moved up to Redding because they wanted the rural life, and they could buy 5 acres with a house on a ridge and be close to the hospitals and be close to everything because we know we're 10 minutes or 15 minutes away from everything. So it is where you can go get a house with 5 acres for $500,000, you know, or four. This is the place to be able to do it. So it's a lot of those houses were that much, if not more, or less, if it's an older home, like in the Shasta Dam Boulevard.
Okay.
But that's what happened. I don't think people thought about
people,
that 15, 20 years ago.
Well, and I don't think they were thinking about it 3 years ago. I think
The important thing is we're all thinking about it right now, and we're all willing to move forward. So what I did, Linda and Carl, is I got together with our county fire warden. I got together with two or three fire chiefs, volunteer fire chiefs. I put together this this outline of 10 or 11 things that we can do, we should do, to prevent CAR 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to require effort. It's going to require dedication. It's going to require all of us working together. And you can probably see it. The first one up there is a greenbelt management program. We've got to come up with a plan to take care of that. I will tell you this. I was walking an area the other day, and I must have talked to 100 people. Half of them were on the exterior of that development. Three of them said, Dave, I want you to come into my house. Come through, look at our back deck. When you look at that, That brush, that ladder fuel, is right up against their deck. They are damn concerned about that. And they expect government, in concert with the private sector, to do something about that. Now, the people that I talked to, there were three major landowners just down below them. I have talked to all three of those landowners. They are willing to do something about it. What normally happens is that the landowner will clean it back, maybe 100, 100, 150 feet. That is not sufficient, because in hostile fire weather, you need that entire canyon to be taken care of. That's going to take a lot of money.
Well, then, okay, so where do we get this money from?
Well, I'm going to tell you where we get the money from.
Okay, you've got a minute to tell me where we get the money from.
Oh, no, it's going to require more time than a minute, Carl.
Well, give me a wave top, and then we'll take it on is when we get back, because we still have to talk about public safety and a few other things.
Well, it ties into public safety.
Then we'll take a break right now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
With Dave Kehoe.
With Dave Kehoe. This portion of the show brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. A place that Kehoe, the name Kehoe, should know a lot about.
K-E-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, okay. Reading's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Head on down tonight for Monday Night Football. Bet the bookie, win cash and prizes. Shameless O'Leary's in the heart of downtown Reading. We'll be right back.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel, who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Laurel Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Monday. You know, I like Mondays. People go, oh, it's Monday. No, I like Mondays. I like Mondays. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on last Monday of... last Monday of October.
My favorite month of the year. Absolutely beautiful day.
What can I say about that?
We're going to have a gorgeous day. Our highs will be 71, our lows of 48. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They just had an open house with some brand new doctors that have moved in with their, you know, across from the actual hospital will be, you know, their medical care.
Shasta Regional, it's Shasta Regional Medical Office or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, great.
We'll have to cover that a little bit better.
So
yeah.
When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
We're here with David Kehoe running for re-election for Supervisor, District 1, and we were talking about the fires. Now, we've got so many things else to cover.
Sure.
We talked to Dave about it. So give us just the high points of your suggestions for the path forward, David.
The premise of these is we can't maintain the status quo.
Right.
We've got to do something creative, something active. So here's a suggestion. Why don't we marry the cleaning up of the green belts with the misdemeanor prosecution program? As you both know, we received a grant from Wind River to hire a deputy district attorney and clerical staff to prosecute these misdemeanors. There are approximately 600 the last time I heard that we need to act on. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question of you. When you drive down the interstate, especially on Saturday or Sunday, what do you see? That's a rhetorical question. I'll tell you what you're seeing. You're going to see a Caltrans van, and you're going to see 4 to 6 people picking up garbage mm-hmm. off the freeway. That's some sort of work release program.
Right, right.
Why can't we do that here in Shasta County?
With a green belt.
Yes, yes. Why can't we have that? Now, you're not going to be able to turn those folks loose without adequate supervision, transportation, tools, training. But it can be done. And I've talked to a major land management agency here in Shasta County. They have 2 programs of note. They have an individual volunteer program, and they have a sponsored volunteer program. They have expressed preliminary interest in joining us to make this a reality. Why do we want to involve them? Because in the sponsored volunteer program, those individuals are covered by what is called the Office of Workman's Compensation Programs. They will receive protection if, by any chance, they are injured on the job. So we take that opportunity and we marry it with the efforts of the City of Redding, the County of Shasta, and the private sector. As I mentioned to you earlier, I talked to 2 private sector firms, major firms here in town, and they are very much interested in having this a reality.
Well,
now, go ahead, Carl.
Well, the plan you have here, the way forward, it looks, I mean, I see some things in here. You're going to have to get the Secretary of the Interior, which might be easier now.
Secretary of Agriculture.
And Agriculture,
yep.
Both who are here, I think it might be, it gets a lot easier to have them weigh in and start thinning the forest.
Absolutely.
But again, this is a way forward, but it'd be interesting to see the plan, you know, say, okay, on this day, we need to do these things. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
This is the strategic
plan. And I
plan,
am
right?
willing to provide the leadership to make that happen.
Okay.
What is required is we have to have the corporate and the individual will.
The buy-in.
to buy in to make things different.
Okay. Well, let me throw out a couple of statements here from the chat room.
Sure.
Would you support the a reduction of the ladder fires through grazing? And you know what? And
no, that's a serious observation.
I thought about it. I went out and to see how hard would it be to get 100 goats. I'm serious. Well, but would you support something like this?
I would, and I'll tell you why. At our last board meeting, one of the supervisors, Mary Rickert, who has a great deal of knowledge in these matters, she said it's a very effective way of hazard reduction. Now, that'll take care of the ground fuel, but
yeah.
We also got to trim up those oak
manzanita
trees. Yeah, manzanita and everything.
Berkeley uses goats.
But it's a start.
Yeah, Berkeley uses goats. The United States Marine Corps uses goats out in their magazine areas to prevent sparks.
And how does it work?
Works great. They've been doing it probably for decades. Okay.
So we want to keep all the options on the table.
All right. Okay, so we've heard at the beginning of this. Now we have other questions.
From the chat room. Mr. Kehoe, in your many years of elected service to the city and the county, the homeless problem has exploded. What is your solution?
Let's talk about the homeless then. First of all, we are a divided community relative to the disposition of the homeless. From my viewpoint, there are several categories of homeless people. Number one, and I hear this all the time from knowledgeable people, there's a criminal element associated with the homeless. Number two, there are individuals that are homeless by choice. And number three, there are individuals that are homeless by condition and want to improve their station in life. Those are the individuals that we need to target to improve the situation here. You go down in our area, for example, in the west of town, you see homeless people hanging out by the post office all the time. People don't like that.
Smells like a urinal there.
It does. People feel threatened by that.
So what? And we all agree on the three different layers.
Okay.
Okay. So we have people that, and there's all types of programs out there to help people that want to be helped. An example was the North State Stand Down for the Veterans last Friday.
Yep.
You know, so it's a hand up, not a hand out, and I am all for that. But what about the criminals? What about the ones that do want to just be homeless and that criminal group there? What is your plan on that?
As you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said you can't extricate them from public property unless there's a place for them to go.
Okay.
So you're really, if you'll pardon the pun, handcuffed the hands of the public safety officials. So what we've got in mind, and I've been working on this for about 2.5-3 months, and I'll give you a copy of this. This isn't the most current. Copy. But this is a program, a multi-layered program that we're working on. And there are three elements to it. But first, let me call your attention to those percentages right across there. These are conspicuous figures and calculations right there. So what we've done is we've preliminary called this the place. Three elements to it. Number one is a sobering center, a small, direct sobering center. The difficulty is that folks are intoxicated, they're on the street, public safety picks them up, takes them to the jail, they're housed up in the jail, it takes time to process them. The idea is to have a sobering center in a convenient location under certain conditions where public safety can take and deposit these people for a 5, 7, 8 hour stay so they can get sober. I'm pleased to tell you, without giving you specifics, because I don't know the specifics, that we are engaged in a positive relationship with the Empire Recovery Center to develop this. I say I can't give you the specifics because I'm on the board of directors of the Empire Recovery Center. I have recused from that discussion with them, as I will recuse from a discussion at the board level. That's number one.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is, and I've heard this floated around also from other
people,
that we're talking about a low barrier housing area.
Right.
To bring in people like this, there'll be a sobering center as part of it.
A sobering center
is going to be separate.
It's separate. It'll be over not at in the Empire.
Okay.
If everything.
Well, and I have no problem, Empire. We've had them on. People have got their hearts in the right direction. Sure. Problem with that is the insurance and the
it's
medical.
It's complicated. Yeah.
Right, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but how do you feel about having like a little barrier shelter that's out there so that people will have a place to go during the day? That since the Ninth Circuit Court says if there's no place for them to go, you can't move them. If we have a place for them, because they're talking about something like this. Would you support that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What
do we do? Like, for instance, as we're talking about this, and I'm driving around town, and I'm seeing people camping in alcoves right here.
Yeah.
Right up and down. Yeah. Are you telling me that we can't have a public official or a cop or anybody move that person from the alcove next to my business?
No.
So they can poop.
No, I'm not telling you that.
No, he's not saying that. I'm not saying you that. Yeah. As long as it's your business and it's private property, you can move these people.
Yes, absolutely.
You can move these people. But if it's in, we're talking about like South City Park.
Right, yes.
Okay.
But at the same time, you've got the Good News Rescue Mission saying we have room, but it's Christian based, and you can't force people to go in there. So
we either
find build a new shelter or expand shelters that are a non or they're secular, and so you can then tell people to move to them, and then that's legal.
Yes. Let me mention the second very important aspect to this. It's called medical respite. What happens? And I've had meetings with the CEO of both of the hospitals, is that homeless people are picked up on the street. They have serious medical conditions. They're admitted to the hospital. The hospital cannot release them until they have a place to go. So absent that transfer, the hospital has to house and take care of these people. It is a significant amount of money that is spent each year.
So
the second aspect, Carl, would be the medical respite center.
Okay. Now, what Dave Kehoe is talking about is something he's here. It's called The Place.
Yep.
And what this is going to be a building or a spot there. It's going to be kind of two different things. But people have medical problems, they can come here. People need a place to stay. Plus, you have a sobering center in a separate area.
Right.
How much is this going to cost here before the break, in your opinion?
To get it started, I think I've seen estimates of $2.5 million to fund the thing. However, the positive thing is that we have external funding available, and we're in the process of applying for that funding to make this a reality.
Now, this is a very, very close relationship with the city on this. Is this correct? To do this? Or is this all coming out of the county health department?
No, it's a joint effort between representatives of the city, the private sector, the chamber, and the county.
Okay.
And so it's a coordinated effort for the betterment of our community. You know, people are reaching the saturation point.
I think they reached it like about 6 years ago. I mean, from listening to people on this station.
And realistically, every community is facing
everybody,
the same problems.
And that's
no excuse.
And I try to remind, you're right, that is no excuse. I do remind people, this happens from all over, but we live here.
Absolutely.
And it's up to our elected officials to do something about it.
Well, it's up to all of us as individuals to join with the public sector to do something about
it. And I absolutely agree with that. But it's also up to our elected officials.
To provide the leadership.
You got it.
And that's what this is about.
All right. We need to take a break. I want to talk about public safety when we come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't think of a better place to get a haircut. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Supervisor David Keogh running for re-election, District 1.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year.
Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Goldmart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Goldmart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Goldmart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday morning. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be around 71, clear skies, with our lows of 47. We're going to have a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
In the epicenter of change.
That's
downtown.
Right. You can smell the diesel.
You can smell the diesel here as all the trucks are going.
They're cranking by.
We're here with David Keogh, a supervisor running for re-election here in District 1. Okay, public safety.
Sure.
We have had a problem since, as you know, since AB 109. It's been, what, 6 years now?
57.
And then 47, 57. And now we're facing the no bail law that's coming out.
Yeah.
We have been, our crime statistics have exploded. You know, albeit some have gone down. But we have a crime problem here. And but not only do we have a crime problem, we have a room problem at the jail. And we turned down the ARC money.
Right.
So kind of trying to pull it all in together, What has the Board of Supervisors and you specifically done to enhance the number of people we can lock away?
Well, first of all, let me give you a different approach to this. You say we have a crime problem. It's true. But we have an accountability. We have a lack of consequences
right.
to people committing crimes.
Well, that's okay. We don't have enough room in the inn.
Well, that's changing significantly. So under the leadership of the board, and I certainly supported this, and I think it's very positive, that we have expanded the jail capacity by 102 jail beds.
By January.
Yeah. And so that'll give law enforcement greater options as far as incarcerating the people. But that doesn't go far enough. And as we discussed earlier, when the new courthouse is built, we're going to expand it further.
So that's 2 years in the future.
2 years. Right? But they're going to break ground this year.
Right.
In a month or so. In talking with Larry Lees and talking with the sheriff, there is unlimited possibilities as far as expanding once the courthouse is built. But that doesn't go far enough. We need to do other things. And I think the idea is we need to have accountability for those that are committing these offenses. Now, I put together some suggestions. I don't want to give you the impression that this is the thinking of the board. This is my thinking.
Okay.
Some of it is the thinking of the board. So we've agreed, as we talked about earlier, to do the sobering center to free up the officers to get back on the street. We're going to conduct an external and objective review of the Shasta County jail facilities and operations. That will provide us with a knowledge base as to how we need to proceed in the future. That will provide us with a knowledge base as to how to proceed in the future. Yeah, at some point, we're going to need a larger jail. We need to plan for it now, even with the expansion that we're doing.
It's a county the size, and I need to go back and check my statistics. You're thinking it's around 560. I'm thinking it's closer to 800 beds. You know, but and I'm just
sure.
I just need to go back and check that. Now, if let's just take it in the middle here. Let's just say 600 beds.
Yeah.
That's double what we have, and then you take the 100. We still need 200 more beds, and then where it's going to be in a couple years. But the fact is that right now I absolutely agree. Everybody agrees. There is no there's no punishment for people. They can come in with a pocket full of heroin. They can come in and steal things out of the stores, and nothing happens. It is just I could walk in and take a bottle of Jack from Safeway and walk out, and not even going to stop me because there's no consequences.
There's no consequence. The people in Shasta County, my recollection is, did not support 47 or 57.
No.
We want accountability here.
Yeah.
And in a sense, our county is more exacting than other counties where they want to let these people run loose with nothing. So we're all in agreement. In the short term, the near term, we want to increase jail capacity. In the long term, we need a new jail, we need a new facility, and we got to plan for that. We got to work for that.
Okay.
But go ahead.
But the ARC, the Adult Rehabilitation Center.
Right.
It was going to cost X million dollars that we had a grant for to build. Am I correct?
Yeah.
The problem was it was voted down by the board because there wasn't enough money to run it at capacity.
There was not enough. Well, see, you're being cute there.
No, Carl. I'm just going to say this is what your opponent says.
Yeah, yeah.
He says we could have opened it up.
Oh, but my opponent also says I would have found the money. I would have found the money.
The only thing I'm saying is this: I don't know. I just want to see if it's true.
Yeah.
Could we have opened it up and only put 10 people in there and still had the facility?
Does that make sense to you, Carl? Does that make sense to you that the state of California would plug all that money in? We have sufficient funds to put 10 people there and the state wouldn't backfill with out-of-county prisoners? Hell no.
Well, they would have brought this. Would they have brought people on?
Absolutely they would. They're not going to make that investment without backfilling.
The Adult Rehabilitation Center is to get people into the system, get them trained, and then get them out. Is that correct?
I think that's a fair statement.
Okay,
but keep in mind, Carl, that it would have taken $4 to $5 million every year in operational expenses. Now, what my opponent fails to mention is the sheriff said no. The sheriff's, and I reviewed the minutes yesterday, the sheriff said he'd have to lay off 30 deputies.
At the full amount?
Yeah, full that amount.
Okay.
The auditor said we didn't have the money. The CEO said that we
didn't. Okay. Okay, you made your point.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for this opportunity. The foundation of my involvement in county government and also in the city government is service to the folks. I'm going to tell you something you already know. People that are well situated in our community, whether it's socially or economically, or public figures like yourself, you have no problem getting the ear of those of us in government. But it's the single mom who has three children who's trying to get service from Shasta County. I'm there for her. Or I'm there for the veteran that doesn't get service from the veteran service officer. I'm standing up for that individual, and I just talked to a mother who's having a very difficult time getting service for her son. That's what I'm there for, to stand up for people. I know it's not headline news, but that's what I've done all my life there.
David Kehoe, how do people get a hold of your reelection campaign? Or do they? Just give you a call.
Give me a call.
Just give Dave a call.
Yeah, I'm
there
every day.
Out of time. David Kehoe, running for reelection for Supervisor District 1. Thank you very much for being with us today,
thank
David.
Thank you.
All right.
Carl. Take
thank you.
It's been a slice of heaven.
Yeah, it's been a slice of heaven, honey. Thanks, Bob, and we'll see you tomorrow.